Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As much as $4,500 credit toward a new car. So how can you get cash for your clunker? It's simple. Go to cars.gov or kcbs.com. Keyword clunker. Look for our specialist Bay Area dealers approved to offer you the clunker rebate.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You're listening to KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Station. Presented by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. Time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game, but I am not Stephen Langford filling in for my guy Alan Stiles here to get your morning started, eating your breakfast burritos, all that good stuff. But it's a beautiful morning here in the Bay Area. Hasn't been any rain in sight. It's been raining the last couple days. And there was no rain in Dallas last night. And by that, I mean the Warriors could not hit anything. No splashing, nothing like that. Absolutely nothing. 17% from three-point land. Oh, and 16 turnovers to boot. So normally, if you're the Mavs and shooting 37% from the floor against the best team in the league, wouldn't get it done. But last night it did. Last night it did. They came out and they just really gutted it out the situation, and unfortunately the Warriors were not able to get out of their own way. Every time they made a little run, the Mavs came right back and they could not get over the hump. 99-82 was the final score, and everybody's worried about Steph. Everybody's worried about the offense. We know, we believe that Klay Thompson will be here on Sunday, but Sunday cannot come soon enough at this point in time. So let's get right into it and see what Steve Kerr had to say on the offense overall.
You know, if you're a top five offense in the NBA, you're doing fine. So I'm not concerned about the offense. You know, there are certain nights where we've struggled, and that's just part of an 82 game season. You know, and to be where we are right now, 29-8 with the best record in the league, and you know, best defense and a top five offense, I'm very pleased. So I've been around this league a long time, and games like this happen. So you just, you know, you bounce back.
And he's right. I mean, there's no need to panic. It's a long season. That's the difference between when you're talking about football versus some of these other sports, because you cannot freak out after one, two, even up to five games. Look, the Mavs came in on a three-game winning streak. It's Dirk's retirement ceremony, which they decided to do after the game, which is a bold decision, but we know Mark Cuban, and that's what he's all about, and it paid off for them. They ended up beating the best team in the league on that day to really honor Dirk, and that way we saw Luka take a couple one-footed fadeaways. So, you know, they were really digging into that. And look, we all love Dirk. We're glad that he had the career that he had. Unfortunately, last night it was at the expense of the Warriors, but you're playing them, so you know the Mavs are going to be amped up. But ultimately, this is more about the Warriors and their inability to hit jumpers, to stop turning the ball over, and to stop fouling. And we can get into Luka, and I said it last night. It is not as bad as Harden, because I don't think Luka manipulates his body the same way Harden does. But there are a lot of situations where he just knows what he's doing with his body. And there's a lot of players like that. Damian Lillard's the same way. They can stop on a dime and you have to respect their shot. So every time you pump fake, you might miss the second, you might miss the first, but eventually they're going to get you in the air. And then he went 10 for 12 from the line. So he did what he had to do to just hang around. And look, they had their patented, the Warriors did, third quarter run, but you counter that with an ice cold fourth quarter, and you can't do that with a team that has a superstar, especially when your superstar doesn't have it. And I said, I don't know if it was in the 5 minute mark, maybe it was a little earlier in the fourth, that brick by Jordan Poole, and it was an absolute brick. I don't think he hit the rim. He was completely open. That was pretty much the game in a nutshell. And when you break it down, it's pretty simple. Steph averages 27. He scored 14. So that's 13 you're essentially missing. Jordan Poole averages 18 points, and he scored 6. So that's 12 points you're essentially missing, and they lost by 17. So, I mean, that makes it pretty cut and dry. But I know everybody is freaking out about Steph. We got the call line and the text line open for all you early birds. 888-957-70. Hit us up. Let us know what you think about what you saw last night. And let's see what Steve Kerr had to say.
Well, they switched a lot, and you know, they're very physical with him. As I said, they're physical with everybody, and I thought they were really good defensively, just a step ahead of us. You know, we were not ourselves. We weren't sharp, and so give them credit. You know, they deserve to win.
Well, there you go. And by the way, I absolutely butchered that number. It's 888-957-9570. The call and the text line are completely open. So there you go right there. And when you get into Steph's drought, I think what's interesting is not necessarily the threes. Okay, the last 7 games, he's shooting 34% from three. That's the league average this year. But one, it's Steph. And two, his cold games have been ice cold, and his hot games haven't been very hot. But he's still shooting 38% on the year. So I don't think there should be any overreacting, but you're starting to see it bother him. And I think that's what's more concerning, because at least the threes, there were at least 3, maybe 4 that went in and out yesterday. But to me, what's also kind of concerning are the 2-pointers. Normally, when Steph isn't really rocking from 3, he gets to the lane, he gets his floater. He's not even able to do that right now. And I think that's what's concerning. And you can kind of see it on his face. His last 2 games, he's 8 for 41. It's you can't tell me that's not a little bizarre. You can't tell me that's not a little bizarre. And nobody knows what the reason is. Steph probably doesn't know either. You can go to film. I know yesterday on the broadcast, they said even on his free throws that he's been missing. I believe he's still second in the league in free throws. He's leaving his arm short. He's not following through. He's not being the Steph that we typically see. And as I'm sitting here thinking about what is to come, and hopefully we believe it's on Sunday, Klay Thompson, to be completely honest with you, is it crazy to say I'm sort of glad that this happened in a way? Because at the beginning of the season, the whole thing was the Warriors are going to be pretty good, but when Klay comes back, they're going to be really good. Then it turns into, well, the Warriors are so good right now, Klay's just the icing on the cake. Let me be very clear with you. Klay is no icing. The Warriors need Klay, okay? We've seen it against some of these better teams when they zero in on Steph. And if Jordan Poole has an off night, if one of these guys isn't able to pick it up, it gets a little clunky. And I've seen that multiple times this season. I haven't really said anything because they've still been able to win. And Steph has just been able to do enough to get the Warriors over the finish line time and time again. But look, I'm not going to sit here and say Otto Porter Jr. not playing is the reason that they lost. But he is one of those stoppers, or he has been this season, when things get tough and the jump shot isn't falling. We got a 925 number. Text the line. Good morning to you. Steph needs to rest. It's a long season. Steph also needs to get to the rim and get the easy shots. I agree. He needs to get to the line more. And yesterday, it was wide open. The whole lane was wide open the whole time. They were getting whatever they wanted. Looney, he smoked that layup early. He could have got back. Jordan Poole was doing it a lot. Gary Payton Jr., GP2, we know he's the biggest little guy on the court. He was getting to the lane. But once those threes weren't falling and the Mavs were able to capitalize, then the Warriors got a little tight and they weren't able to, they got away from it. It's almost like when you get down in a football game and you go away from running the ball because you feel like you need to throw the ball to get back in the game. When they decided to throw the ball, they couldn't. They couldn't, you know, and we might get into Jimmy Garoppolo a little bit later, speaking of throwing the ball and his thumb and all that good stuff, but they could not figure it out. And they were just ice cold. And like I said, some of them were in and out. Some of them just weren't even close. And this, we're getting fairly close to the dog days of the season, right? They need a break. Things are rolling. And I think it's a perfect time. Like I said, it would have been interesting if the Warriors had been rolling and this happens, because then you have to insert Klay. You want to get Klay his looks, and there could be an issue there. But with the Warriors not rolling, Klay is a perfect boost. They've been saying it on national media this whole time, who's going to be a bigger impact, Kyrie or Klay. I think it's close because they're both going to be extremely important to their team. But I think for where the Warriors are and for not rolling like they haven't been, or they have been throughout this whole season, Klay, this is a perfect time to bring Klay in. Of course, you know, the front office and the coaching staff played it right. They always do. And this is exactly what the Warriors need. We got another 510 number here. Says, like yesterday makes it really hard for us to have the Jordan Curry argument. I don't know. That might be a little aggressive. That might be a little aggressive after one game. You know, I'm sure Jordan had his off games as well. I think the thing about Jordan is, you know, his ability to get to the lane and get to the rack whenever he wanted. And he had the mid-ranges unlocked too. But everybody has an off game. Everybody has an off game. Another 510. Steph can use the joy of playing with Klay to loosen him up. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Because there has been so much, and not just this year, not just this year, there has been so much going on with Steph. The record, right? Now he has the streak going with one made three. All these things going on. It's been Steph, Steph, Steph. And not just this season, last season as well. Because Klay hasn't been there. So take some of this spotlight off Steph. Hey, Klay, do your thing. Let's get you back into the fold. And maybe that'll loosen Steph up a bit and bring him back to what we know he is. Because it's just a lot of bodies coming at him. And yes, Jordan Poole has made huge strides. And yes, his strength in numbers this year. But there is something to be said. All of this stuff, and Steve Kerr will tell you himself, this whole offense and how beautiful this offense looks, it's because of Steph Curry. A lot of these shots are because of Steph Curry. Okay? We got a 415 number coming in right now. There you go. Thank you. Saying have a great show. Thank you for that. 7 for Steven. Thank you for that. Another 925. Good morning, A. Styles. I think Klay coming back will help get Steph out of the slump by taking some pressure off and focusing on Klay instead of Steph. You guys are spot on this morning. You must have had, you know, extra shots of espresso. I don't know where you had your coffee from, but you're feeling it right now. We're all on the same page. But there is something to be said about the physicality of what the Mavericks did. We've seen it before with the Suns, and especially when you don't have that other person. Let's see what Steve Kerr had to say about what Dallas did to limit Steph last night.
Well, they switched a lot, and you know they're very physical with him. As I said, they're physical with everybody, and I thought they were really good defensively, just a step ahead of us. You know, we were not ourselves; we weren't sharp, and so give them credit. You know, they deserve to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we said, and I said it last night. This is a situation where you probably just want to burn the tape, okay? But in burning the tape, you still have to recognize what this team did. I don't think in May and hopefully in June, anyone is going to think back to this game, especially with it being Dirk's retirement, that this is where everything went downhill. I don't think that's a situation. But you have to agree that there has been sort of a blueprint when some of these guys get more physical and the Warriors are not able to hit jump shots. There is a problem. And don't get me started. Okay, it is too early in the morning, but don't get me started again on the Warriors free throw shooting. I don't understand what is going on. Look, last time I was in here, my Christmas wish, my New Year's resolution, we all did one for the new year. Mine was for the Warriors to make their free throws, and it's just not working. It didn't work. That's my bad. Maybe we can try it again. You know, maybe somebody else, if somebody got a birthday coming up, close your eyes, blow out some candles and say, please, can the Warriors make their free throws? I believe they're 26th, 27th in the league. And the last couple games, they've been last. They've been last in the league. And when you add that stuff up, it does matter. No, the amount of free throws that they missed wouldn't have meant that they would have won the game, but at the times that they miss them, you are a little bit closer than you have been throughout the system. So it's hard to quantify it, and literally it's apples to oranges in that way. But at the same time, these are points you're missing, right? And as they say, it's a free throw. Nobody's there. Get in the gym. And I'm curious as to when Steve Kerr is finally going to put a stop to this, or at least talk about it with the team and say, guys, we got to figure this thing out. You got GP2 who tends to miss free throws. You got JTA who tends to miss free throws. These guys, you have to figure it out, because this is where you're going to make your money, okay? Especially when Klay comes back. You're going to have open looks, but you're not going to want to take them the same way you're taking them now. Maybe not GP2 because he's been red hot. But either way, if you continue to get to the lane, look, the longer that we get throughout this season, teams are going to notice that, and teams are going to start to hack a whoever and get you to the line. So it's better to get it out now and figure it out, okay? So we got Trevor from the 925. Luka Doncic certainly has tremendous talent, but his style of basketball is not entertaining to me at all. He is just a troll. Like I said, he's not as bad. I don't think he's as bad as Harden. Well, Harden is not as bad as Harden in the past, but it is not a good pace of play, right? I forget what movie that's in. Rate of play. I think it's in Hall Pass. And that's what it is. It's choppy, okay? It's stop and start and stop and start. I don't personally like watching it, but when he is rolling and he is, you know, taking his step back threes and getting to the lane, it isn't that bad. It isn't that bad to watch. It's actually quite beautiful. But the thing is, Luke is a smart player, okay? And that is the type of guy you don't want to get down against, because he understands he's going to leak the clock, right? He's going to make sure that you don't get on a roll. Basically, he's like a human rain delay in a way, right? Like Bryson DeChambeau in a way. That's how Luka plays at times, but he knows what he's doing. He's doing it on purpose. If the flow of the game was a bit faster, Luka would be playing a bit faster. He knows exactly what to do to keep the other teams at bay, and that's what he's been doing this whole time. 415 says Steve Kerr should start Trey Lance for Curry. I don't know if Trey Lance has any basketball today, but I know he looks like a heck of an athlete. Maybe he can. I don't know that I would do that quite yet. Maybe you put him at the stretch four position, something like that. And here's another note. 408 coming in. Shout out to 408. It's the new Wilson ball. Don't act like you wouldn't rather have the Spalding ball. Maybe it is. You know, I would say that there's a lot of conspiracy theories going on with what is going on with Steph. But what I do know is this. Steph has had these slumps before. Klay Thompson has had these slumps before. These are two of the best shooters. Steph is the best shooter ever. Klay, right up there with him. They're going to break out of it. And it's our job as fans to freak out. But as much as I say that, I just don't think we should. Because Steph has always broke out of this the same way Klay does. They're the Splash Brothers. Let's hear what the man, the myth, the legend, Curry himself has to say on his recent shooting slump.
Never been reactive in terms of, you know, tough shooting nights or whatever, the same process, and just understand the big picture of what we're trying to do and what I'm trying to do, and that it'll come around. So it's hard to remind yourself of that in the middle of a game like tonight where they all felt good. Like last game, I felt like all of them were just had no chance from the jump. Tonight was different mentality. Like every one of them felt good. Only one of them goes in, and even inside the arc, it was tough. So just got to stick with the program and live out the line. Like, don't lose confidence.
Yeah, and look, let's take a different approach on this. It's got to be a little lonely, right? Like everybody that does certain things, like myself, anybody that's on the air, any job that you have, if you're not the best, there's somebody out there that has the ability to tell you, hey, you need to be better in this way. This is what I would do. We all have someone to look up to, right? To help. If I need help, I'll talk to somebody else at the station. Hey, how do I do this better? How do I do that better? You do the same thing at your job. Who does Steph talk to? Like, obviously he has a shooting coach. Obviously there are things that they can break down in the video, but ultimately this is the best shooter ever. Who do you talk to? Who do you talk to? So there's got to be a mental aspect in that where there's nothing that anybody can say that's going to make Steph feel better than just breaking out of it. And like I said, Steph said it as well. Yesterday, at least 4 to 5 shots that went in and out. At least. They had a chance. They just didn't fall. So you don't go back to the drawing board when you're Steph Curry. You just try to break out of it. 408 says, my earlier quote, it was from the movie I Love You, Man. Thank you for that. Thank you for that right there. And look, it's Steph thinks that it's something mechanical. I would assume that, you know, typically in this situation it is. But like I said, I think it is also mental. And I think that because of that, this is a perfect time for Klay Thompson to come back in and do what he needs to do and get this team back on the right track. It will just take the pressure off of Steph. It will take the pressure off the team. And it goes back to those years ago where when one guy got rolling, all the other players would just feed him. Remember those days when Steph was hot? They would literally run down the court and just pass him the ball. Just pass him the ball. Or when Klay was hot, same idea. And getting back to that and getting back to that joy when you see somebody else rolling. Steph hasn't had somebody like that. We love the strides that Jordan Poole has made. But Jordan Poole is not Klay Thompson. And that's not a knock on Jordan Poole. He's just not, right? Nobody else is. So you get Klay Thompson back, and now you bring in a Jordan Poole, and you still have Steph, obviously, with some of these other guys that have started to get hot. Now you're rolling. Now you're cooking with some hot grease, okay? And that's what you need because they have a tough stretch coming up. They have a very tough stretch coming up, so you have to be prepared. And when you look at what the Mavs did, they could not hit either. They could not hit either, okay? Some of these guys that are normally hot from them, they couldn't do it. But the Warriors could not, would not, and also almost refused to take advantage. They refused to take advantage, and they let the Mavs just stay a little bit out in front enough, a little bit out in front enough, and eventually they just ran out of time. They just ran out of time, and that's really just what happened. We got a 5-7-4 number here. It almost seems staged. How unbelievably poetic is that? Right as Steph is having one of the worst slumps of his career, Klay Thompson comes in to save the day. It really is. It really is. And we've said it before. Sports in general tend to be so storybook, it's beautiful. It happens in baseball, it happens in football, and it happens in basketball as well. And we're about to see Klay Thompson coming back. I don't know if you want to compare to, you know, a World Series or some of the finals, but this is one of the most unprecedented situations that we've ever seen and unfortunately it comes in because of, you know, what happened to Klay and his catastrophic injuries these last 2 years. But what we're about to see is something that we will all remember for the rest of really our lives. So we have a call here from Mitch in New Jersey. Other guys need to step up. Hey, Mitch, how you doing? All right, Mitch.
He choked, Alan. He choked. Yeah. Mitch was there and he choked.
Hey, it happens. It happens. It happens. Trust me, Mitch. I know. Try again. Try again, Mitch, in a little bit. Okay, we got a 415 number here. It is a long season, as immunized Rodgers would say, relax. Yeah. I mean, that's right. That's right.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Boom. Relax. Okay, so let's take a look at what the Warriors have coming down the pipe. You got, obviously, the Cavs at Warriors. We're not calling the Klay Thompson game, right? Then you have Warriors at Grizzlies, and don't get me started on why and how the Warriors just seem to struggle with the Grizzlies every single year. Or these last couple of years, I should say. Every game is a dogfight, so you got to be ready for that. Warriors-Bucks, there you go, right? I mean, need I say more? And that's Warriors at Bucks. Then you have Warriors at Bulls. That's a tough little stretch right there. Gets a bit easier. Warriors at Timberwolves, January 16th. Pistons at Warriors. So it gets easier, but this is a nice little stretch for, look, like they say, sometimes you just got to get thrown in the pool and see if you can swim. And that's what is going to happen to Klay Thompson. And I think it's kind of perfect timing, okay? We need to see what he's going to, and I get it. Oh, we have Mitch calling back. Send him through. Hey, Mitch, we got you this time?
Yeah, how you doing? Sorry about that. Happy and healthy New Year to you and your families.
Same to you.
It should be a time for other players to step up. I always look at the box scores. Poole, Wiggins, I know you still have a lot of injuries. Not to worry. You know, Barry Bonds didn't hit a home run every game or even get a hit every game. It's so, I know it's unlucky when I saw the box score. It's, it must have been really bad, and he kept shooting. It wasn't even 20%. 5 out of 24 was a little bit above 20%. 21 maybe. Not to worry. The team is deep. I don't think there's anything wrong with Steph. Just had a bad game. A very bad game. Especially by his standards.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, everybody is allowed to have an off game. Okay? Everybody is. But when you're looking at a Jordan Poole dropping 6 points when he averages 18, that's not going to work, okay? These are the times where you need, I mean, if you don't get it from a Damian Lee or a JTA or a GP2, GP2 actually did his job, right? A Kevon Looney, Wiggins basically did his job around his average as well. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So we have 510 text line. Steven from Hercules. Every team is giving the Warriors their best. Just so happens that certain teams have the Warriors number, including the Grizzlies. I know. And you know, I think Ja takes it personally as well. Point guard to point guard. We know he thinks he's the best. So
Where is Ja?
He's coming. He's coming. Well, we're not going to look too far ahead of all that. You are rocking with Alan Stiles on the pregame show. 95.7 The Game. When we come back, we're taking more of your calls. We're going to get a little bit more positive here with Klay coming down the pipe and just how that's going to affect the guys like a Jordan Poole and things like that. So hang with me. It's 95.7 The Game. You're with Alan Stiles.
Warriors will take the loss and try to get back in the winning column against Willie Green's New Orleans Pelicans. Marquese Chris topside. He hits a three.
And the final score is not going to tell the story.
No.
At all.
This game very much in the balance with about 6 minutes to go. But the Warriors won't even take a shot here. They're going to dribble the clock out. And your final score will be the Dallas Mavericks 99 and the Golden State Warriors 82. Warriors as a team, I believe, are going to hang out for a little bit and watch some parts of the Dirk Nowitzki ceremony that will go on here in Dallas.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
What's up, guys? Good morning. You are back on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game. I am not Stephen Langford. Shout out my guy filling in for him, Alan Stiles, here to get your morning started out right. Hopefully you're enjoying your McMuffins or whatever you're eating right now. Warriors. We've been talking Warriors here. Text line's been blowing up, 888-957-9570. Keep them coming. I know everybody is worried. Okay? Somebody said earlier, immunized Aaron Rodgers. Relax.
Okay? R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
And that's the thing. We know Steph
is held to a higher standard. We understand that. But the man is only human. The man is only human. And we're just seeing him be human a little bit more often than we typically had or we typically have. Okay? He's still the MVP favorite, along with Kevin Durant, a couple other guys. But what he has had to shoulder with Klay out, I don't think everybody understands that. And I think you sometimes take for granted his greatness. As much as we sit here and say we understand how great Steph is and things like that. I know I tease Klay's return. We'll get into that later. But people are worried about Steph. I know, 8 for 41, the last two games. It's not great. It's actually quite bad.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't like how his floaters, his free throws, his layups. I think what's weird is before the Warriors went on that run, okay, everybody doesn't like when Steph gets angry, angry Steph. And I even said, I wonder if other teams get mad at the refs for missing calls on Steph because it gets him going. But Steph wasn't really fouled on that play. And if you watch it, where he released the ball from was a little bizarre. And he had that ball that almost wedgied between the backboard and the rim. It's just been a little weird. I think that's why maybe everybody is a little bit more worried than they typically are, because it doesn't look right. It looks a little bit weird. We've seen these slumps before, but this one looks a little bit weird. Let's hear what Steve Kerr had to say on Steph's shooting woes and whether he's trying to press or not.
Everyone is throwing everything at him. You know, their best defenders, double teams. They're trying to make it as difficult as possible. And I thought tonight he pressed a little bit. You know, he was trying hard to get out of it. He had at least four shots that were in and out, that, and it was all the exact same in and out. It was like a half inch short, grazes the front, you know, the back of the front rim, and then hits the back rim and comes out. All 4 3-point shots. I mean, so it's like he's gonna break out of this pretty quickly. He had a bunch of plays that I thought were good looks, good decisions, and the ball just didn't go in, or the play didn't work out well for him. So I'm not worried about Steph, but we can help him on some things as well. But all in all, like I said, I thought Dallas was the aggressor. They played with more force and pace than we did.
I promise you, in that first segment, when I was talking about all those in and outs, I had not heard that sound before. Producer Joe is in here. We are simpatico right now. Okay. He knows just what I needed to hear to make me look good. Thank you, Joe, for that. You are a gentleman and a scholar. But Kerr is perfectly right, okay? These aren't clanks. These aren't balls that are not even close. We've seen some shots from Steph where it's hitting the side of the rim, and they do look a little bit bizarre. Yesterday, for me, his threes were pretty much on the money. They just bounced out here. They bounced out there. His twos were kind of weird, and I think normally when he's seeing the ball from three-point land not fall in, that's when he typically goes to the two-pointers and gets rolling that way. He was just unable to do that. He was just unable to do that yesterday. I just think he felt a little wonky. The game was a clunker. His shooting was clunky. You know, Jordan Poole couldn't get it going. There was nobody to say, hey, Steph, we got you. And don't get me wrong. Those guys have done it before. They've done it before in big spots, okay? The Christmas game, things like that. These guys have done it before, but they were just unable to do it yesterday. And that's why I said you can sit here and you can – it's a long season. You can sit here and you can complain and get upset about one game, but at the end of the day, it's only one game. And like we've been teasing, and like what we've been ready to say, and ready this whole time, Klay Thompson, the cavalry is coming. Just hold on, Steph, okay? Is it too early for some drizzy? Just hold on, we're going home. The splash is coming back. The splash is coming back, and everybody needs it right now. They need it more than they've ever needed it before. But let's talk about another situation when it comes to Klay Thompson. I read a piece a couple years back It was about Kevin Durant joining the Warriors and how that would affect Klay Thompson. That was a big deal because you had the Splash Brothers, then Durant comes, they become the Splash family, but what Durant and how he plays, how that would affect Klay. And everybody was saying Klay cannot change the way he plays because of Kevin Durant. And even though everybody said that, you know, it's still natural to feel like, okay, how do we fit here? It was a little bit wonky at the beginning of those runs, or the first time they played together, where it was, okay, well, you shoot. Okay, well, you're a really good shooter, so you shoot. Okay, well, you're a really good shooter, so you shoot. Nobody wanted to shoot because everybody was, hey, we're cool, man. You know, we're cool. It's kind of like when you just meet someone, on the playground. You meet a kid on the playground when you were little kids. Here, do you want to throw the ball? No, you throw the ball, and you're playing hot potato with the ball the whole time. That's what we watched. And I'm preparing you now. We don't know how the rotations are going to look once Klay comes back with Jordan Poole, how often they'll play together or play off each other. Jordan Poole, Klay, and Steph. We're probably going to see a little bit of that. So we should just prepare right now. Okay, and the Cavs, they're no slouches this year. They're a good team. So it might happen that game. It might happen the next game. We know Klay's minutes are just going to continue to increase throughout the season. But Jordan Poole cannot change the way he plays because Klay is coming back. He can't. You know why? Because the Warriors need him to play that same way. People are calling him, you know, the new Iguodala. Iguodala never had this, well, I shouldn't say never, while with the Warriors, didn't have this type of offensive skill set to bring to the table. He's different. Everybody is collectively becoming Iguodala. Can we just, everybody wants to crown the next Iggy. There's only one Iggy. First of all, Iggy's still on the team, okay? He might not play until the playoffs because of knee soreness, but there's only one Iggy during that time. But you can be Iggy by committee. So now you have Jordan Poole from the offensive standpoint, and you have Gary Payton Jr., Gary Payton II from the defensive standpoint, and now we're rolling. But Jordan Poole, you cannot change your game. You cannot, okay? 574 number for more than a year and a half now. I think Steph is just exhausted. I think so too. I mean, like I said, he's been doing a lot. And because they lost in the play-in and didn't go to the playoffs, that whole season just kind of went away. Steph was an MVP candidate last season. It just kind of disappeared. And now it's, oh, well, Steph just do it again. First of all, he's not young. He's no spring chicken. We know his game is going to age well because he's a jump shooter. You know, he's not jumping at the rim, no Westbrook, nothing like that. But, you know, Father Time is undefeated unless you're Tom Brady. That's just what it is. Back to Jordan Poole, the Warriors are going to need his pop off the bench. They're going to need him to be able to alleviate some stress from Steph and Klay, because Klay's just coming back. We have to remember, Klay is not just going to wake up, okay, show up straight from his boat, and be who he was the last time he played. And that's okay. He might eventually get there, and hopefully he does eventually get there. But let's not act like he's going to show up on Sunday and everything is going to be like nothing changed. He hasn't had live reps in a game. He hasn't played with this team before. The team looked a lot different the last time he played with them. Okay, the core pieces are still there, but some of these new guys that are really contributing right now. So there's going to be a process. But if you're Jordan Poole, if I'm Steve Kerr, I'm going to pull Jordan Poole aside and say, hey, man, look, some of your shots are a little wild, but we don't want you to take your foot off the gas because Klay is here. And we're going to need to understand what you need to do for us to be successful, okay? Whether that's being the catalyst for that second unit, whether we go super death lineup part two and run you offensively with Steph and Klay and just, hey, tell the defense, just make a decision. All right? Just make a decision. That is what the Warriors have coming down the pipe. And look, like I said, it might be a little bit clunky. Kind of like yesterday. But the problem is they're not playing the Mavs. Mavs are a good team. They came into the game yesterday as a sixth seed. But you have the Cavs, who are no slouch. You have the Grizzlies, who, for some reason, the Grizzlies tend to be the Warriors' kryptonite. They beat them last time, but we know they always play them tough. I said Dylan Brooks turns into Michael Jordan every time they play. And the whole team, the Grizzlies, turn into the 96 Bulls every time they play each other. You have the Bucks, who are obviously the Bucks, and you have the Bulls. And both those games are away. And it's a back-to-back. It's a back-to-back. January 13th, January 14th, back-to-back. So hang with them. Hang with them or get lost. Hang with them or get lost, okay? Got a couple of texts I want to read off. Curry from the 424. Curry about to go off tonight and torch New Orleans, coming off that brutal shooting night and Mavs loss. Hey, he always has a bounce back game, okay? Big Sean, bounce back. Last night took an L, but tonight I bounced back. That's literally what Steph is going to have to do. And I think sometimes it's tough when there's a back-to-back. But I think other times, you know, I like my baseball references. Sometimes it's best to just wipe it. Just wipe it. And a back-to-back allows you to do that because they don't even have time. They might, you know, look at the tape a little bit, but they got to get ready for New Orleans. And that's what it is right now, okay? We got another text here, 415. The rest of the NBA teams will react on Clay like the girl from Poltergeist. He's back. That's right. That's right. That's what we need. That's what we need, okay? That's what we need because Steph is only human. I think everybody needs to understand that. We have a 510 number here. Says, even Kerr, rest him tonight. I think they're saying that they should rest Steph tonight. Look, I'm not against it. Clay's coming back, but I would say this. You do have this tough stretch, and you don't want things to snowball. You mess around and drop the game to the Pelicans. Now you have this Cavs-Warriors game, which is highly anticipated with Clay's return. Then you go straight to Memphis, and then you got the back-to-back with Milwaukee and Chicago. You got to get these wins. You got to get these wins. And a slumping Steph is way better than no Steph at all. And let's not forget, Jordan Poole went off earlier this week, but he was cold yesterday. So if you sit Steph tonight, now all the pressure is on Jordan. And we know he's never seen a shot he doesn't like, but I don't know if I would approach it that way. I don't know if I would exactly approach it that way. Drake from Mountain View. Isn't Steph going to rest because of a quad injury? Joe, is he? Is that the situation now?
Yeah, I think they said he's questionable with a thigh contusion. That was the word. Mm-hmm. I would doubt he plays, though, in New Orleans today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would doubt it.
Yeah, look, sometimes you got to wipe it, but either way, the team will wipe it. And sometimes you just need an off day, okay? How serious is the contusion? Whenever you hear contusion, I think that's like a scientific word for bruise.
Yeah.
Right?
It's makes a scientific, it sound fancier.
Yeah. It's a fancy word for bruise. This is more about Steph's mentals. Just like Marshawn said, protect your chicken and your mentals. Okay. That's what we're trying to do here because you have a stretch coming up and literally the reverse of what I just said. Steve Kerr is going to be willing to sit Steph here, right? Because he knows that stretch is coming. Because he knows the Cavs are no slouch. Because he knows the Grizzlies are good. Because he knows the Bucks are really good. Because he knows the Bulls have been rolling. And that's a back-to-back. So look, if they take it here, Jordan Poole, maybe this is a mini version of Steph. Never have two bad back-to-back games, okay? Never have two back-to-back games. As long as you can do that, the Warriors are in a good spot because the Pelicans just, they really aren't that good. The Zion, don't get me started on Zion and is he a bust yet? The Zion saga is really, really interesting. It's really, really interesting. Hopefully he gets back to what he was and what everybody else thought he was going to be in hopes that he is going to be.
Can you even name five players on the Pelicans right now, Alan?
I got Brandon Ingram. I got Brandon Ingram. I guess I'm counting Zion. Right?
Okay. I'll give you that.
I got Brandon Ingram. Oh, wait. The guy who he drives all the time. The trade from the Bucks, is he still there? They traded Drew Holiday.
Ooh,
The other point guard. He reminds me of myself because he can't shoot and he just drives the whole time.
Is it? Let's see. I'm looking at the roster right now. There's Devontae Graham. There's Jose Alvarado. I don't even know if that guy's still on the team anymore from that trade.
No.
Josh Hart is the only other one I recognize on this roster. It's pretty incredible how many G League-type players are on the New Orleans Pelicans right now. So this is a perfect resting point. The Pelicans, they don't know what they're doing. I don't even know how that franchise is still around in New Orleans, given you got Zion. He's looking like a bust. Anthony Davis is gone. It's just this team, man.
Yeah.
If you can't beat this New Orleans team without Steph, you got some problems too.
Well, sure, but I would say that, like I said earlier in the show, and look, they're not good. They're not good. Thank you, Joe, for putting me on the spot here. First solo show, you got me naming. If you had told me in the morning, this wasn't talked about in the pre-show, okay? Hey, Alan, might ask you to reel off the Pelicans roster. Oh, okay. Let me do that for you real quick. Thanks for that, Joe. I said you were a gentleman and a scholar. This is how you treat me now.
Oh yeah, they have Valanciunas. Forgot about him.
Valanciunas.
There you go.
Look, bit of a G League team, but at the same time, there are times where this offense, you look around and is it going to be so? Who's it going to be tonight? That would be the question. It's Jordan Poole, right? It's got to be Jordan Poole. Wiggins, obviously. And the thing about Wiggins, this is why we got a text line 925. Steven Adams is on the Pelicans.
Oh, he got traded. He was, remember, that's what Valanciunas, who was on the Grizzlies last year, they swapped them. So Steven Adams is on the Grizzlies now.
I said we saw him recently. That's what I'm thinking. Thank you, 925, for the questionable information. Text line will get you. I don't know if is this a setup. There it is. 408 coming through. Eric Bledsoe was the trade. That's my guy. Okay, all drive. Okay, he should play running back. To be honest, he would be great in Shanahan's system because he runs so hard, but he cannot shoot. 510. Thank you. Yes, Steven Adams is on Memphis now. But when we're looking forward to this game tonight. It's Jordan Poole. Where do we need the offense? Jordan Poole, Wiggins. This is a game where Wiggins, can you find it? Can you dig down a little bit deeper than you typically do because this is where it's needed. You don't got to dig down too much, right? Because again, it's the Pelicans, but a little bit more than you typically do. Jordan Poole, like I said, he only scored 6 points yesterday. He'll get back to where his average is around 18. You got the Damian Lees of the world, the JTAs of the world, GP2. If everybody plays their averages and GP2 continues to do what he's been doing, yes, the Warriors should walk away with a victory right there. Might get a little spicy. And let's not forget Bielitsa. Bielitsa is a guy who, I mean, he will shoot from the Bay Bridge. He will shoot from the Golden Gate Bridge. He doesn't care. I think that his defense can be questionable at times, and I'm probably being nice and saying questionable, but this is a guy who maybe he shows up today. And then let's not forget the man, the myth, the legend, Kevon Looney. And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Next time you're bored, and a lot of people are bored a lot, look up Kevon Looney's high school mixtape. Just do yourself a favor and look that up. He looks like a completely different person. Okay, and it's unfortunate, right? Hip injuries, they're no joke. They're no joke. Took out Bo Jackson, okay? Looney's dealt with it as well. But look it up. Looney is a baller. And no, he's not who he once was. I mean, none of us are, right? None of us are. But what he's been able to do, and he has been, even early in the game yesterday, that game could have got more out of hand earlier on. Yesterday, okay, because nobody was hitting from the jump. You had Looney cutting to the basket. Yeah, he missed one. He missed that really nice pump fake layup, but you're going to get that with Looney, okay? You're going to get that. We understand that. But he's a guy who always is able to stop the bleeding. I got a couple cauterizers on the team, okay? We'll say you got Looney, you got Otto Porter Jr., and you got Damian Lee. These are guys that when things aren't going well, typically one of them will make sure that they get back on the right track, or that you just don't get a little too far from where you need to be. Just a little bit too far, okay? 707, Looney was a baller in high school. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. It's been crazy. It was crazy. Fire it up. You can find it on Twitter. You can find it anywhere. Look up Looney's high school mixtape. He's got it in there. He's got it in there. And you see flashes yesterday. You know, he does the booty bump, okay? He's getting to the rack more. You're still going to have those situations. And Looney's a guy who's interesting because he puts himself in situations and then isn't able to cash in all the time. And then you get mad at Looney because he missed the putback. But you forget that Looney got the offensive rebound. So it's almost like, you know, you're playing pickup and you slash to the lane and you miss the layup and somebody gets mad at you for missing the layup. But look, man, I got myself there. I'm mad at myself, but you can't be mad at me because you were sitting on the three-point line thinking you're Steph before these last two games, I should say. So when you look at tonight and what the Warriors are going to be able to do, they just need to get back to who they've been. And here's another guy that I'll throw out. He hasn't been that afraid either to do anything. Jonathan Kuminga. Some of his shots look a little bit odd. Okay, he's still growing. He's still learning. It's super early in his career. But this is a game where, hold up, maybe somebody forgets about Jonathan Kuminga. And maybe he starts doing a little bit more than he typically does. These are situations where this is a game today where we saw what Jonathan, to what Joe was saying earlier. This is basically a G League team. Shout out the Pelicans. Anybody from New Orleans can call in if you want. I know you're 3 hours ahead. This is a situation where maybe Kuminga feels a little bit comfortable because he's facing guys he probably faced in the G League not too long ago. He's like, hey man, I just saw you not too long ago. Let's get this work. This might be the Kuminga come out game. Okay? So you get Jordan Poole, get him back on track. Get Kuminga going. Get Bielitsa shooting from wherever he wants to shoot from. Keep GP2 hot. Andrew Wiggins, find it a little bit more. And you got action. You got action, okay? So nobody should be worried about tonight. Thank you, you know, for allowing us to figure out, okay, how do we approach this if Steph doesn't play? Which he probably won't. And it's fine. Somebody is not a big fan of Looney here. 510, come on, bruh. Everyone in the NBA is a baller. Looney has no vertical, no more. And if you think he's going to score more than 10, you ain't been watching the Warriors. I don't recall saying Looney was going to score more than 10. I just recall saying he was a baller in high school, and he's been the stopper. Okay, he is the stopper when the game starts to get away from the Warriors, okay? A stopper means a bucket here, a bucket there. I don't expect Looney to drop 10 points at all, but shout out to you, 510. So you get these guys going, and you get back on track because you know what's coming down the pipeline, okay? Klay's coming back. These teams are going to be raring to go. Because here's the thing. After all that, hey, we're glad to see you. Thanks for, you know, we're glad to see you back on the team. Glad to see you healthy. They're going to go at Klay. They're going to put him in action. The Warriors already switch a bunch. They're going to do all these things. And let's see where you at, man. Let's see where you at. So this is going to be a huge test for the Warriors coming up. I think they're up to the task. I know all Warriors fans think they're up to the task. Thank you, Dub Nation, for listening to me. This has been the pregame show with Alan Stiles on 95.7 The Game. The text line has been hot. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your morning. We got morning roast coming up. We'll talk to you soon.